Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And if you wonder about the theme, as one caller just did, that's Cottontail, based on I Got Rhythm by Duke Ellington's 1940 band, with Ben Webster soloing. George Shearing to start, because we're in the letter S in the alphabetical presentation. He did his early recordings in London. And from November 1948, I'd like to bring you one. This is a Harry Warren composition from 1934 called I Only Have Eyes for You. George Shearing on piano, Jack Fallon on string bass, and Norman Burns on drums. Thank you. George Shearing Trio in London, November 1948 for London Records. And I Only Have Eyes for You. And what you heard there, too, was a rhythmic unison idea. That line, played by more than one instrument, would be something to hear later. Not much. In 2 months, in February 1949, for Discovery Records, George Shearing was in this country and had formed his wonderful quintet of that time. Shearing plays piano on some tunes. He did also accordion. Marjorie Hyams on vibes, Chuck Wayne guitar, John Levy string bass, Denzel Best on drums. From January, Moon Over Miami, written by Joe Burke, and a big hit for this quintet, Harry Warren, September in the Rain. Thank you. there's that unison again, and this time, of course, being a quintet, George Shearing has the piano voice along with the vibes and the guitar. Same line. That's the George Shearing Quintet, 1949. And two different record labels, actually. Discovery and MGM. Moon Over Miami and September in the Rain. Shearing piano, Marjorie Hyams on vibes, Chuck Wayne guitar, John Levy string bass, Denzel Best playing the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Edmonds Community College, presenting William Shakespeare's timeless comedy, As You Like It, May 14th through 16th at the Edmonds Center for the Arts. Tickets at theateredmonds.org. That's T-H-E-A-T-R-E, edmonds.org.
Up next in the S presentation, Daddy's Stovepipe and Mississippi Sarah. Those are the stage names of John and Sarah Watson, who recorded this record for Bluebird in 1935. John did the writing and arranging and plays the guitar and harmonica. Sarah sings and plays the jug.
Oh, well, they ain't like they used to be. That makes me go to throwing it out. Trip on me, it upset my living, my dignity. I'm strictly throwing it out, I say. I'm strictly throwing it out. know better. I'll lay right down in town.
There you have it from Bluebird Records, 1935, Daddy Stovepipe and Mississippi Sarah. That's John and Sarah Watson strewing it out in 35 Depression. And John was doing the guitar work and the harmonica, and Sarah was singing and playing the jug when she wasn't singing. Right there, 1935. Artie Shaw now. Let me get him ready there. Artie Shaw and his orchestra in Hollywood, 1941. Shaw was a brilliant clarinetist and individual and had all kinds of ideas for different instruments and so on and so forth. He and Tommy Dorsey used string sections early on with their band. This is Moonglow, written by Will Hudson, 1934, recorded by Shaw in 1941, arrangement by Lenny Hayden. Trombone soloist is Jack Jenny.
Woo!
Artie Shaw, his clarinet and his orchestra. 1941 in Hollywood for Victor Records and Moonglow. Beautiful arrangement by Lenny Hayden. Trombone solo, Jack Jenny. Now, the flip side of this 10-inch Victor 78 record was the Gramercy 5, which was Artie Shaw's answer to the Benny Goodman Trio, the Benny Goodman Quartet, all of that. Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Shaw clarinet, Johnny Guarnieri on harpsichord. Now, I mentioned that Shaw was always thinking about other things to do, and he did it here. Al Hendrickson guitar, Judd Donat on string bass, and Nick Fatool on drums. This is a 1924 hit by Walter Donaldson called My Blue Heaven. Artie Shaw and his Gramercy 5, 1941 in Hollywood for Victor Records, My Blue Heaven. Billy Butterfield, trumpet, Artie Shaw, clarinet, Johnny Guarnieri, harpsichord, Al Hendrickson, guitar, Judd Donat on string bass, and Nick Fatool on the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Bay Bank, offering personalized banking for businesses and individuals from offices in downtown Seattle and Bellevue. Bay Bank is based here in Washington with a philosophy of customer-first banking to serve local and international needs. Details at bay-bank.com. Member FDIC.
I've like mine and you want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away.
K-Star. Did you think that? I bet you did. I had a call, two calls actually. Is that K-Star? Yes, it is. 1946 in Hollywood for Lamplighter Records, her singing. St. Louis Blues by W.C. Handy. And After You've Gone by John Turner Layton and Henry Kramer. Behind her, Barney Bigard, longtime clarinetist with Ellington. Playing his clarinet, Milt Raskin on piano, Alan Roos on guitar, and that wonderful, strong, rhythmic guitar work there, Red Callender bass, and Zooty Singleton on the drums. K-Star right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective. Tickets, events, CDs, and more are at the website sfjazz.org.
Well, we just heard After You've Gone, and I'd like to chase that and give Sonny Stitt, S-T-I-T-T, in 1950 for Prestige Records, a chance to play it for you on his tenor saxophone.
Thank you.
Sonny Stitt and his tenor saxophone and his septet. Right there. For Prestige Records, 1950. After You've Gone and Our Very Own. Bill Massey, trumpet. Matthew G. playing the trombone. Stitt on tenor. Gene Ammons, baritone saxophone. Junior Mance, piano. Eugene Wright, who you may remember from Dave Brubeck time, playing string bass, and Wes Landers playing the drums. And that's always fun to hear. Had a caller, he said, well, he played the alto. He said, yeah, he played the saxophones. And baritone and tenor. I don't know if I ever heard him play the soprano. Maybe he did. Sonny Stitt. 1950, Prestige Records. I brought a march along. I know that starts with M, but the band is run by a guy that starts, has a name that starts with S. Marches are important in this art. From the very beginning, the structure of it, the different keys from the beginning into the trio, for the people to have a chance to see different musical instruments being performed and maybe influence them later on to buy one. Who knows? And I thought that this is important to do for you. Here's Sousa's Band, 1926. John Philip Sousa and his band, 1926, for Victor Records, The Stars and Stripes Forever. And I mentioned the influence, you know, of the people watching the band. And he toured all over the world and throughout the country, hearing the sections of the music. But even more importantly, and I didn't mention this, is that it led into decades of school bands. Maybe those of you listening now, you remember being in a band sometime in your junior high or high school. You know, and you're playing marches and doing that. Maybe you continued to play because you started with somebody who started you on the clarinet or whatever it was. Important. All right. Jerry Southern now is going to sing for you from 1951.
You better go now, because I like you much too much. You have a way with you. You ought to know now just why I like you very much. The night was gay with you. Gives my heart a lot of swing. In your eyes there's love, and the way I feel, it must be spring. I want you so now. You have the lips I love to touch. You better go now. You better go, because I like you much too much.
Southern singing for you, 1951, a beautiful arrangement for her by Tutti Camerata for Decca Records. You Better Go Now, written by Bickley Reichner and Robert Graham. And there's that lead alto saxophone. Isn't that a beautiful tone? And at fault, of course, Records early on didn't think anybody would be interested in knowing who was in the band. Of course, we're screaming at them now, why didn't you? But this is one of those things, figured out. Two from 1952 by her, and also by Decca Records. Cy Oliver's penned arrangements for you. Alec Wilder's Give Me Time, and Jack Yellen and Herb Medjeson, and Sammy Fain's Something I Dreamed Last Night.
Give me time, I'll give you love. Give me time, nature dear. Time and time alone brings love into its own. Give me time. Let me do what must be done. If you do, then love will capture, dear. Only time can cure love that must endure. Give me time. I played around. It was a crazy game, and since then I've found that love is not so tame. And so I guess I'll take a chance on winning. I have got to make a new beginning. Give me time, I'll give you love. Give me time, I'll give you rapture, dear. If you only knew what I'll give to you, you'll give me time. If you only knew what I'll give to you, you'll give me time. I've set the table and a plate for you, making believe you'll soon be here. I watch the door and sit and wait for you. It's just impossible, hard as I try, to convince myself we've really said goodbye. I can't believe that you're not here with me to have a laugh or share a tear with me. It's all so wrong, it can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. Never to see your funny face again, never to thrill to your embrace again. Oh, it's so wrong, it can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. Those midnight suppers for two and corny duets at dawn, those crazy moments with you, don't tell me that they are gone. Never to look into your eyes again. The sun might just as well not rise again. Oh no, 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 it can't be right. It must have been something I dreamed last night. But there's your empty chair, and there's your glass untouched.
A shadow in the air is all my fingers clutched. Oh no, it wasn't a dream. It's horribly, terribly true. My soul and my body scream. How can I live without you? To go through life forever missing you. To know that someone else is kissing you. The thought of it chills me and fills me with fright. No, I wasn't dreaming. Last night. Jerry
Southern, two of them for you, from 1952 for Decca. Give Me Time and Something I Dreamed Last Night, and Beautiful Arrangements for Her by Cy Oliver. To end the set with her, 1954 for Decca, an arrangement by Sonny Burke of Harold Arlen and Eddie Heyman's The Man That Got Away.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, and suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. No more his eager call. Has run off and undone you. That great beginning has seen the final inning. Don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game. Good riddance, goodbye. Every trick of his, you're on to. But fools will be fools. And where's he gone to? The road is rougher. It's lonelier and tougher. With hope you burn up, tomorrow he may turn up. There's just no let up, the live long night and day. Ever since this world began, there is nothing sadder than a one-man woman looking for the man that got away. The man that got away.
Jerry Southern, 1954 for Decca Records, The Man That Got Away, written by Harold Arlen, lyric by Eddie Heyman, arrangement by Sonny Burke. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. From Jerry Southern now, I'd like to go to Rex Stewart with his cornet. He was with Ellington in Paris in 1939, and the Swing, great French label Swing, asked him to put together a band, and he did. Himself on cornet, Barney Bigard on clarinet, and sometimes drumming. The great Belgian guitarist Django Reinhardt is here, and Billy Taylor out of Ellington's band to play string bass. Here is Rex Stewart and his Feet Warmers. Thank you. The Swing label in Paris, 1939, Rex Stewart and his feet warmers and his cornet, Barney Bigard clarinet and tapping on a drum once in a while, Django Reinhardt guitar, Billy Taylor string bass. They played Montmartre, written by Stewart, Low Cotton, also by him, Finesse by Billy Taylor, I Know That You Know by Vincent Humans, and Solid Old Man, pretty much put together by everybody. Rex Stewart and his feet warmers right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the 16th annual Wanda Fuca Festival in Port Angeles over the Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd through 25th, featuring fiddlers, pickers, crooners, and brothers from different mothers, Harry Manx and Kevin Burke, too. Events and happenings listed at jffa.org.
I mentioned that Rex Stewart and Billy Taylor and Barney Bigard were in Paris with Duke Ellington's orchestra. They were members of that illustrious ensemble. And they came back to the country. 1940 was a big year for the band and big year for the art. Rex Stewart was featured on this. Ellington wrote it. Stewart had some input into it. For Victor Records, 1940. This is Ellington's Morning Glory. Thank you. Rex Stewart featured on his cornet with Duke Ellington and his orchestra in 1940 for Victor Records, and one that Ellington and Stewart put together called Morning Glory. Also in 1940, Stewart will solo on the cornet in a composition by Ellington called Dusk. You will hear Ellington's piano, Stewart's cornet, and Lawrence Brown's trombone. His cornet in the Duke Ellington Orchestra, 1940 for Victor, and Dusk, a composition by Ellington. Ellington soloed on piano, Stewart on his cornet, and Lawrence Brown on his trombone. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you, and you, and you, and you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Seattle Art Museum, presenting Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, featuring paintings, prints, photographs, and decorative arts from the first European settlers to the World's Columbian Exposition in the early 1900s. Closing May 25th. Information at seattleartmuseum.org.
Now to bassist Steve Swallow, who is in a quartet led by Sheila Jordan, who's going to sing for you. Barry Galbraith plays the guitar, Swallow the bass, Denzel Best on the drums. ¶¶
There may be danger ahead, but while there's moonlight, music, and love and romance, let's face the music and dance before the fiddlers are fled, before they ask us to pay the bill and while we still have the chance. Let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to share. But while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to share. While there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music, let's face the music, let's face the music and dance.
Sheila Jordan singing for you, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Steve Swallow bass, Denzel Bass drums. Let's Face the Music and Dance, written by Irving Berlin, 1936, performed there in 1962 for Blue Note Records. 27 years later, Sheila Jordan and a different bass player, whose last name happens to start with the letter S, Harvey Swartz for Muse Records, Lost in the Stars, written by Kurt Weill and Maxwell Anderson.
Before Lord God made the sea and land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand. Star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the white night air for the little lost star on the wind down there, and he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost again. Now a man, he don't mind if the stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and cover him, as long as the Lord God's watching over them, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and day till my eyes grow weary and my head turns gray, and sometimes I think maybe God's gone away, forgetting the promise that we heard him say, and we're lost out here in the stars, little stars. Yeah.
and we're lost. In the stars,
Sheila Jordan. Singing for you for Muse Records, 1989, Lost in the Stars, with Harvey Swartz on string bass. He was doing a lot of work with her at that time. Lost in the Stars, written 1949 by Kurt Vile and lyric by Maxwell Anderson. They were also responsible for September Song, if you like that. I do. It's not the song, it's how you treat it. That's right. Sheila Jordan, Harvey Swartz, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the King County Library System, now hosting a new Big Read, featuring Jack London's classic Call of the Wild for grown-ups and Hatchet by Gary Paulson for kids. Excitement and wilderness adventures for the whole community to read, enjoy, share, and discuss. Details at kcls.org.
Now, Leith Stevens, composer, who put together a score for a movie that you may have seen since the time it first came out, or maybe you saw it when it first came out in the early 50s. It was called The Wild One. It was a big deal for Brando. It was a big deal for motorcycles and all of that. And the score was done by Leith Stevens for Decca Records. Shorty Rogers, trumpet, Maynard Ferguson, trumpet, Milt Bernhardt, trombone, the saxophones of Bob Cooper, Bud Shank, Jimmy Giuffre, Russ Freeman on the piano, Carson Smith, string bass, Shelley Mann, drums. The movie is really quite something. Laszlo Benedict directed it. It came out of the idea of Stanley Kramer, who produced it, and a beautiful screenplay by John Paxton. Lee Stevens, we will hear The Wild One, Lonely Way, Beetle, and Blues for Brando.
Thank you.
part of the score for the movie The Wild One by Leith Stevens. The Wild One, Lonely Way, Beetle, and Blues for Brando. The artists, Shorty Rogers, Maynard Ferguson, trumpets, Milt Bernhardt, trombone, Bob Cooper, Bud Shank, Jimmy Giuffre, saxophones, Russ Freeman, piano, Carson Smith, bass, and Shelly Mann on the drums. I'd like to go now to composer Arthur Swartz, who wrote a lot of fine stuff in collaboration with Howard Dietz. Here's one they wrote in 1932 called Alone Together, performed by Walter Bishop Jr., 1961, for Muse Records.
Thank you.
trio for you. Walter Bishop Jr., 1961 for Muse Records. He's playing the piano, Jimmy Garrison the bass, and G.T. Hogan on the drums. Alone Together, written in 1932 by Arthur Schwartz. And if we had somebody sing it, the lyric by Howard Dietz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Now, this is Mother's Day, and what to do for mothers. Well, lots of things, but I brought this. I want to talk about John and Benjamin Spikes. That gets to the Mother's Day thing. Don't worry about that. They were composers and business people and companions of Jelly Roll Morton and so on in L.A. early on in the 20th century. Wrote some very fine things, had a couple of bands, and we'll go from there. Reb Spikes, Majors and Minors, their band, 1927 for Columbia. All right, here's the Mother's Day. My Mammy's Blues, they wrote that. And the second cut, the other side of the 10-inch 78, is Fight That Thing. Thank you. Los Angeles, California in 1927. Reb Spikes, Majors and Minors, which translates into John and Benjamin Spikes. Their band for Columbia and their compositions, My Mammy's Blues and Fight That Thing. Now, nobody knows everybody in this. Everybody has a guess on it. I think the piano player is Harvey Brooks, but that, no, okay. Bill Woodman, Britt Woodman's father, is the trombone player. Britt Woodman played in the 50s in Duke Ellington's band. And George Morgan, fine trumpet player. Other than that, we don't know, but they play well. Beautiful arrangements. Reb Spikes, Majors and Minors. Now, John and Benjamin, in their association with Jelly Roll Morton, have to go back to Chicago in 1926 for Victor Records. George Mitchell plays the cornet. Kid Ory on trombone. Omer Simeon, clarinet and bass clarinet. Clarence Black and Wright Smith, violins. Morton on piano. Johnny St. Cyr, guitar. John Lindsay, string bass. And Andrew Hilaire on drums. This is the Jelly Roll Morton Red Hot Pepper Band. And the composition by the Spikes Brothers, Someday, Sweetheart. Stone's Red Hot Peppers, 1926 in Chicago for Victor Records, and Someday Sweetheart, written by John and Benjamin Spikes. Now, they collaborated with Morton in 1927 for a trio record of Morton's, meaning Morton on piano and Johnny Dodds clarinet and Warren Baby Dodds playing the drums, and this is Wolverine Blues. John and Benjamin Spikes and Jelly Roll Morton wrote that. It's called Wolverine Blues, and that was the Jelly Roll Morton trio. It doesn't say that on the record. It says Jelly Roll Morton piano solo with clarinet and traps. Don't want to give any credit out there. Well, we know that the clarinetist is Johnny Dodds and the trap player is Warren Baby Dodds. Old term for drums. And I guess it's because it traps the sound. Bap! You see, it's right there. You got it. Where is it? It's inside there. Jelly Roll Morton, piano solo with clarinet and traps. Wolverine Blues, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fisher Family of Plumbing Companies, dedicated to finding new ways to preserve water and energy in all plumbing systems. Fisher works hard to understand the trade-off between conservation and economics in all things plumbing. Info at fischer.com. The plumber people recommend.
Now to Billy Strayhorn, and the rest of the program will be devoted to him, and maybe next week too. He was born in Dayton, Ohio, 1915, and when he was 23 or 24, he knocked on the door and presented Duke Ellington with himself and a score for some things. That some people think it was Lush Life. Others argue that it was this. Doesn't make a difference. Ellington was impressed. This by the young Billy Strayhorn is I Want Something to Live For. Ellington let Billy play the piano and arrange it for his band, for Ellington's band. The trumpet solo is Wallace Jones. The vocalist is Gene Eldridge. And Strayhorn you will hear on the piano. Billy Strayhorn with the Duke Ellington Orchestra, 1939, for Brunswick Records, a composition by him called I Want Something to Live For. Having just joined Ellington's organization, Billy Strayhorn's composition, I Want Something to Live For, with Strayhorn on piano with the orchestra and his arrangement of it, Wallace Jones trumpet, Gene Eldridge vocal, and Strayhorn at the piano, 1939, recorded by Brunswick. Some beautiful people in the Netherlands, just a few years ago, unearthed some works by Billy Strayhorn that had never been performed. And they, there in the Netherlands, formed the Dutch Jazz Orchestra for Challenge CDs 2002. They issued Strayhorn's 1942 arrangement of I Want Something to Live For, featuring their tenor saxophone soloist, Toon Roos. Dutch Jazz Orchestra, 2002, excuse me, for Challenge CDs, and an unheard, newly discovered 1942 arrangement of Billy Strayhorn's I Want Something to Live For, of course arranged by Strayhorn, and featuring the band's tenor saxophone soloist, Toon Roos, playing the verse and the chorus. I'm going to get back to Billy Strayhorn with Cootie Williams and his Rug Cutters. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Evergreen State College's Evening and Weekend Studies in Olympia. The public college allows students to take classes before applying, and SATs are optional for those over 25. Information at an open house on May 13th at evergreen.edu/evening.
Back to 1939 again. Cootie Williams and his Rug Cutters, the band out of Duke Ellington's orchestra, much the same that I mentioned earlier in the program about Artie Shaw and his Gramercy 5, get a smaller band. Benny Goodman's trios and quartets and sextets and all that. So, Cootie Williams got a chance to record for Pocalia in 1939, play his trumpet. With him, Johnny Hodges alto, Barney Bigard clarinet, Harry Carney playing baritone saxophone, Billy Strayhorn on the piano, Billy Taylor bass, Sonny Greer on drums, and this is one that Juan Teasel and Jimmy Mundy wrote called Night Song. His trumpet and his Rug Cutters with Billy Strayhorn at the piano. And one called Night Song for Vocalion Records, 1939. Johnny Hodges, Barney Bigard, Harry Carney, Billy Taylor, Sonny Greer. All there. Later in the year of 1939, when the band was going to record for Columbia Records, Ellington had written a composition called Killing Myself, and he asked Billy Strayhorn to arrange it and to play piano. And as it turns out, he did a little singing with Ivy Anderson.
Killing myself. Corner dressed to kill. I'm a natural born a killer dill. I'm killing myself.
I know you're doing your best, baby.
Jack, I'm killing myself.
Well, all right.
I'm a natural borner dressed to kill. Killing myself.
Don't do that.
It's the gangster. Killing myself.
I don't dig you.
Dodging my head and knocking them dead. I'm killing myself.
What ward are you gonna be in?
Busting my conch on honky tonk. Killing myself.
Lily.
Duke Ellington Orchestra, 1939, for Columbia Records, Killing Myself, written by Ellington, who asked Billy Strayhorn to arrange it and play piano and do some little conversation with Ivy Anderson, who was doing the singing. Cootie Williams played the trumpet solo, Barney Brigard the clarinet, Joe Nanton the trombone. Billy Strayhorn with the band, 1939, for Columbia. I'd like to go to some other musicians to play a composition by Billy Strayhorn. They are Jerry Mulligan, baritone saxophone, Ben Webster, tenor saxophone, Jimmy Rolls, piano, Leroy Vinegar, bass, and Mel Lewis on the drums.
Thank you.
Chelsea Bridge, written by Billy Strayhorn, performed by Jerry Mulligan, baritone saxophone, Ben Webster, tenor saxophone, Jimmy Rolls, piano, Leroy Vinegar, bass, Mel Lewis, drums, in Los Angeles, 1959, for Verve Records. Now, what I want to do is to, I found this, it predates the original issue on Victor Records, which was in early 1942, of Chelsea Bridge with Ellington's band. This is sort of a dress rehearsal, if you will, for that, done September 1941. And it wasn't issued until years later on a French LP. But this is Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra doing Chelsea Bridge by Billy Strayhorn. Strayhorn's arrangement, his piano playing, you'll hear Juan Tizol's valve trombone, Ben Webster here, original rhythm on tenor, and Strayhorn's piano. Ellington's orchestra with Billy Strayhorn at the piano, September 1941, Chelsea Bridge, written by Strayhorn. And as I said, it predated the issue that would come out on the 78 for everyone. But interesting to hear how they were working that out. Juan Tizol's beautiful valve trombone, Ben Webster's tenor saxophone, and some fine work by Jimmy Blanton on string bass. More of Billy Strayhorn, but first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Eyes on Fremont, a locally owned Seattle business where trained staff helps find the right pair of glasses for each person's individual style and taste, providing the latest free-form lens technology and a mix of frames from small, independent eyewear designers. Info at eyesonfremont.com.
Billy Strayhorn was with the Ellington organization from 1939 until 1967, when Strayhorn died of leukemia. And I've posed this question before, and it's worth posing again, I suppose, in the sense that how many artists are able to use their art to convey their death? And this, of course, was what Strayhorn was able to do. You'll hear Ellington announcing it, and that Billy Strayhorn has been sick, and it's called Manuscript, as Ellington describes it, but it became known as Blood Count, which is an interesting title when you consider that he was dying of leukemia. And the alto saxophonist is Johnny Hodges.
You know, my writing and arranging companion, Billy Strayhorn, has been a little under the weather today. Yesterday he came out of the hospital. He sent down a manuscript for the performance of Johnny Hodges. Johnny Hodges, Manuscript.
in concert with Duke Ellington's orchestra and Johnny Hodges performing on his alto saxophone. Blood Count, written by Billy Strayhorn for the orchestra to perform. Ellington at the piano and making comment about that. And poke some buttons here. When Strayhorn died in, excuse me, in 1967, Ellington's band put out a record, and the record was done by RCA Victor, and it's called, And His Mother Called Him Bill. And they recorded the record of Strayhorn compositions. And at the end, thank goodness, the engineer was still taping and the musicians were packing up their horns, getting ready to leave. And Ellington went over to the piano and started playing Strayhorn's Lotus Blossom. Thank you. Kellington performing at the piano, Billy Strayhorn's Lotus Blossom, 1967 for RCA Victor Records. And then the full band featuring Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone and Strayhorn's Daydream. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.